chapter number 4, and we'll read verse 7 and verse number 8. Good to see everybody back out tonight for another time to worship, as well as those who've tuned in on the internet. The Bible says over in James chapter 4 and verse number 7, submit. I know we get nervous when we see that word, but submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Then the Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. And we're focusing on those first part of the verse where it says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. This is part two of how can I get closer to God? How can I get closer to God? Let's pray. Master, our desire is truly to get closer, God, to you. Perhaps, God, there are some of us that have wandered away from you. What I mean by that, God, is not that we don't know who you are and all that kind of stuff, but we don't have that same closeness that we used to have. But that is our desire tonight. And I want to thank you, Lord, that you have provided to us and for us the necessary tools to accomplish, Lord, this great task. And I pray and ask God should help each of us to draw a little closer. I pray and ask God you speak directly to us individually as well as collectively. Now I pray, God, we'd grab a hold of every piece of the word of God, every syllable, every verb and adjective that you may have put on these pages. And for that, Father, we shall thank you. Now I pray, God, we leave tonight. We'll leave not only encouraged, but I pray, God, we leave helped. And I pray, God, we leave changed. And for that, God, we'll thank you. Then, God, bless all those who are watching, those who have tuned in, Lord, those who will be watching later, and those who will be listening later from sermon audio. We thank you, Lord, for the 19,000 downloads that we've had, Father. What a blessing. And we thank you, Lord, for those who've been getting the word of God. And I pray and ask, God, we will continue to do our part in this war, in this battle that we are in. It's a spiritual battle. We need spiritual weapons, and we've got the weapons to do it because you have provided that as well. And for that, God, we say this. Thank you. I pray God should help us tonight. And I pray God should do whatever needs to be done inside of each of us. And then, Master, if I've left anything out, I'm sure I have, but I pray God should meet that need too. For us in your son's name we pray. Not a weak Jesus, but mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May be seated. How can I get closer to God? Well, there are ways to get closer to God. Matter of fact, there are ways to get closer to any person. Amen. When I met Jolene, we used to live in Georgia, and we worked over there. All right, now we worked what's in that place, baby? Rockwell International Missile System Division. And I remember when I met her there on the job, and she saw me, and she was floating and stuff, you know. And so that was in my mind. But nonetheless, though, I wanted to get to know her. So in order to get to know her better, I asked her out on a date. Amen. Because I wanted to get to know more about her and to know her more. And we went on that first day. Well, the first place we went to was Hardee's. With the Hardee's, it was during lunch break. And why am I bringing this up? But anyhow, we went to Hardee's during lunch break. And so she had a burger, and I had a burger, and I asked if she wanted to share. That's why I'm bringing this up. But anyhow, and so I asked for a bite, and she said I ate half the sandwich. That's not the truth. You know, it was a small sandwich. But anyhow, so but anyway, she knows she wouldn't go out on any kind of date with me after that. But anyway, but I want to get to know her more, okay? So in order to get to know her more, that means I need to spend time with her. If you and I want to get closer to God, we need to spend more time with God. And as we were saying this morning, there's some things that kind of get in the way of us having that closeness, just like with normal people. If there's somebody that you are real close to, and there's a reason why you're not as close as you used to be. It's the same thing with God. If we're not as close as we used to be, there's a reason for that. And we talked about some of those things this morning, how there are certain distractions. We might get so busy with life, or busy with work, or busy even serving God, we won't spend time with God. But we need to spend that quality time with God that helps to draw us a little closer. We talk about the dangers of not being close to God. We talk about the benefits of being close to God. We also talk about how God is not far from us. And then tonight, I want to focus on this. Three things that can help us get closer to God. Three things that can help us get closer to God. The number one thing, or one of those things, is this. Now, just hang on. It says, confess your sins, not monthly, not weekly, but daily. Daily confess your sins. Go with me to 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 5. Sometimes, my dear friends, we've not, now, you know what the Bible says, you know, I should have wrote about some of them verses, but how God can't hear us if we get all this stuff in the way, this unconfessed sin. God says, I can't, matter of fact, go over to Proverbs chapter number 16. Go to Proverbs chapter number 16. I want to show you this. You can go to other place too, but let's go here first. Go to Proverbs, I believe it's chapter number 16. And the Bible says this. In chapter number 16, I believe it is. It might not be here. They probably moved it. Maybe it's chapter number 6. It's in Proverbs, though. And it talks about how... where is it at now? That ain't it. Hold on. Let me go through all the scriptures, and I'll get right back with y'all in a second. Amen. Man, I thought it was in chapter number 16. It ain't chapter number 18. I know it's on the left side of my Bible. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna be there. They moved it to Psalm 66, verse 18. Amen. Go to Psalm 66 and verse number 18. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 66, verse number 18. Thank you. The Bible says this in Psalm 66 and verse number 18. If I regard iniquity, that's wickedness, I see it in my heart, the Lord will not what? Hear me, but verily God have heard me. He have attended to the voice of my prayer. Now, why did God hear him? Because apparently, my friends, he did not just see the iniquity, but he did something about it. But if you and I are seeing the iniquity, we see the sin in our lives, but we do nothing about it. We're not trying to get any kind of a cure, any kind of a help whatsoever. The Bible says right in the verse that God says the Lord will not hear us. That's why it's so important to confess our sins daily to God. Now, run with me to 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 9. Look at 1 John chapter number 1 and look at verse number, matter of fact, back up and we're going to read verse number 5. Look at 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 5. A lot of times, my friends, we say, hey, me and God are cool. Me and God hang out all the time. We're close. You know, we got it going on together. But wait a minute. The Bible says in verse 5 of 1 John chapter 1, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is what? No darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, watch what he says. We lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. This is John now, Apostle John. He's talking about himself too. If we, here it is, confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If, however, we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. We meet folks all the time. They're walking in darkness. And darkness is not a good thing. But they'll say, me and God are all right. You and God can't be all right. Me and God can't be all right if I'm walking in darkness. But my dear friends, if I come to God and I acknowledge, I confess, I acknowledge, I see it just like God sees it. The Bible says this, that he will not only forgive us, but cleanse us of all unrighteousness. My dear friends, if you and I are going to draw nigh to God or have that closeness with God, we need a daily bath. How about you? But if my wife, or in some of y'all cases, your husband, or matter of fact, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, don't take a bath daily, I don't think you want to get close to them. You don't want to get near them. It's almost the same way with God. If you and I, my friends, have all this stench of sin on us, we have not gotten it cleansed. We see it. We see the dirt. We regard the dirt, but we do nothing about it. God said, man, I can't hear what you're saying. I can't hear what you're saying. What we need is a clean Holy Ghost bath. Get cleaned up, my dear friends. And the Bible teaches us that the Word also cleanses us. But also coming to God and getting that thing forgiven, getting it cleansed. And I don't mean, now wait a minute, time out. And I'm not pointing no finger at nobody. But I'm not talking about doing that Catholic thing where we know we're going to sin. And we go in there and we go to sit in the booth, you know, what I need to do. I mean, how many Hail Marys or how many, you know, one leg, this, what I got to do. And then and then intend on doing it again. That ain't what we're talking about, friends. We're talking about forsaking that sin, not wanting to do that sin again. But preach, I don't want to do it, but I find myself keep stumbling from time to time. That's so much different, my friends, than getting over them on the springboard and sin is right there. And you sitting there ready, and I say, watch me do a cannonball. No, don't do a cannonball in sin. Amen. Don't go near the diving board, amen. If nothing, my friends, make sure it's because you tripped and fell in, amen, or somebody pushed you in, but not because you and I dived in, amen. That's a big difference. But the Bible's clear, my friends. We need to get that thing confessed. We'll go back over there to James. Look what James says. Back in James 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. What does he say? Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. He says right here, we need a spiritual bath. As a matter of fact, look what David says over in Psalm 51 and verse number 17. If anybody knows anything about some of this stuff, it's Brother David. Brother David had some issues. But look what Brother David had to say to us in the Psalm. Psalm 51 and verse number 17. The Bible says this in Psalm 51, verse 17. Read the whole psalm later. But he says in Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. What's going on? This is when David has sinned with Bathsheba, had caused her husband Uriah to be murdered, but also he caused him to get drunk and all these other kind of things. He says in verse 1, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is ever before me. He continues on and on. Purge from the high side. He goes on to say in verse number 10, create in me a clean heart, O God. The man is here crying after God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from my presence. Verse 12, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Verse 13, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. What is he saying? Lord, I need to be clean. I'm confessing before you because we don't have that closeness that we used to have. And folks, if it's sin that's causing us to not have that closeness that we need to have with God, let's get that thing confessed. That's why it's a good thing to confess daily. Well, preacher, I don't sin every day. Oh, hello? Just because you don't know you sin don't mean you didn't sin. There's some things you and I find out later, but I didn't know I was a sin. There's sins of commission and sins of what? Omission. And sometimes, my friends, we leave out doing things that we should do. How many times have we should have helped somebody, but we didn't help that person? Huh? So I ain't got time. I'm in a hurry. Or whatever the case might be. Listen, my dear friends, you and I need to listen. It's almost like something like we tell our children. If they don't go to school that day, they feel like they got to take a bath or a shower or anything for the next day. Well, I ain't been nowhere. Your body is putting off odors. Amen? Help me, somebody. Listen, you don't have to be running. I mean, just listen. Listen, don't do it now. But later, just grab your fingernail and just scratch it across your skin and see what happens. What's under your fingernail? You know what's under there? Dirt. You know why? Because you made of dirt. We all made of dirt. I don't know if y'all, maybe y'all didn't know that. But we all made of dirt, amen? And we, I mean, by the way, you move from that. Y'all look like, we don't need to talk about all this kind of stuff. But nonetheless, though, my friends, but you know what? The same way, spiritually, we need a daily cleansing, amen? Amen. Now, not only that, confess our sins daily. Here's the second thing. This is what I really want to get to. Listen to God speak to us daily from his word. Listen to God speak to us daily from his word. How do you get close to a person? By listening to what they're saying. Getting to know them. Some of us don't know certain because we don't listen to what they got to say. We want to do all the talking. But listen to what God has to say. Go with me over to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 and look down at verse number 16. 2 Peter chapter 1 and look at verse number 16. First, confess our sins daily. Secondly, this is not in any order, but also listen to God speak to us daily from his word. Look what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter number 1 and look at verse number 16. Now, I'm about to have a shout spell reading this verse. Look what it says here. The Bible says, here's, and this is Peter. Peter says in verse 16, chapter 1 of 2 Peter, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables. We've not been following a myth. When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were what? Eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such, watch this, a voice to him, to Jesus, from the excellent glory. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. Now they are referring, my dear friends, to an event that took place. Hold your place because we're coming back here. Over in Matthew 17, verse 1. Go with me real quick. I got to show you this. Who it says in Matthew chapter number 17 and verse number 1. They're talking about an incident with Jesus and God the Father speaking to Jesus, and they heard the voice. They heard the voice, a literal voice. Verse 1, chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh, there he is, that eyewitness, Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses, which represents the law, and Elias, which is Elijah, which is talking with him, and he represents what, somebody? The prophets. The Bible says, then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Remember, Jesus represents what? Grace. The Bible says, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and he, what? And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved son, and whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, hey, arise, be not afraid. Now go back over with me to 2 Peter. What has happened? They said that while they were there with Jesus, they heard a voice speaking out of heaven and said, this is my son who I am pleased, my beloved son. God speaking and them hearing. Now, preacher, what are you talking about? Does God speak now in an audible voice? It's even better. Let me show you. This is, man, this, I was just overwhelmed. Look what the Bible says now in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 17, the latter part. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. Watch it, guys. Watch it. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. That word sure means firm, stable. He says we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Talk about the word of God. Whereunto you do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. He says, listen, we heard the voice of God from heaven saying, this is my beloved son and whom I'm well pleased. And then he says in the word of God in verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. The word of God itself, he says, is more sure. The actual word, the Bible that you hold in your hand, is more sure. Now watch this. He says, whereunto, let me slow it down, ye do well that ye take heed. Talking about to the word of God. That word take heed means to turn the mind to, pay attention, hold to the mind, bring near, to adhere. He said, what we need to do, my dear friends, is take heed to the word of God. Pay attention to the word of God. Hold our minds to the word of God. As unto a light, it's like a lamp that shineth in a dark place. Whew. He said, preacher, I want to see how to come out of this dark place. I'm not close to God like I want to be. And I feel like I'm in a dark place. He says, grab a hold of the word of God. Pay attention to it. Let your mind be consumed with it. And the word will be like a lamp that will help you in this dark place. That word dark place also means dirty. A dirty place. A dark place. Perhaps you are in a dark place tonight, but the Bible teaches us that the word of God is like a lamp, and that you and I need to adhere to it. That you and I, my dear friends, need to let it be that lamp that guides us out of that dark place, because God is speaking to us through the word of God. Watch this. Let me show you. He says this. He says in verse 19 again, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a lamp or light that shineth in a dark place until, thank you, Jesus, the day dawn. So why are you all excited? Man, let me tell you. That word dawn in this verse means daylight. It means breaking through the darkness of night. Y'all ain't getting this? In other words, cling to the word of God. Pay attention to the word of God. Listen to the word of God until the day dawn, until the light breaks through in that darkness. In other words, my dear friends, don't stop reading the word of God, but you continue to read that word of God until the light shines through in that dark place. And all of a sudden, my friends, now you can see. Hey, don't you know how it is, my friends, at night when you're in the bed sleep, it's dark like now outside. Then all of a sudden, while you're laying there, all of a sudden the sun will begin to rise up and the sun will break through that darkness and you'll see the sky begin to light up and now you can see. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Perhaps you're in a dark place tonight. Perhaps you can't see. Perhaps, my dear friends, you've grown cold and indifferent. But hallelujah! Grab a hold of God's holy word until the light breaks through in the darkness of your life. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! So, preacher, why are you getting excited? Because there's more. The Bible says this. He says, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, the daylight breaks through the darkness of night, and the day star arise in your what? Hearts. Let me show you. Where is this day star that will arise in your hearts, in your emotion, in your will, in your mind? Go with me to Revelation 22 and verse 16. Revelation 22 and verse 16. The Bible says this in Revelation 22 and verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Watch it. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. You're like, okay, what are they talking about? Now go back with me to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 19. A light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. The word day star also means morning star. He says, until the day dawn. Keep reading that word, man. Take heed to it. Hold on to it. Pay attention to it. Until the day dawn and the day star, the morning star, which is Jesus, arises in your hearts. My dear friends, you keep reading that word. You keep adhering and clinging to that word. You pay attention to that word, my dear friends, until the light breaks through. But then also the Spirit of Jesus Christ that lives on the inside, that morning star, begins to rise up on the inside of your hearts, your emotions, and your will. And before long, you'll find yourself shouting and praising God and saying, whoop, I done got close to God once again. Hallelujah. It might not be helping you, but it's doing a sight for my soul right now. Listen, my dear friends, we got to have the courage to continue. Because sometimes we'll read that word and it'll seem like we're not getting nothing. Well, but you got to keep reading. All right. The light's going to break through the darkness in a little while. But you got to keep at it. Well, I've been at it for a week and a half and ain't nothing happened. You got to keep at it. It's almost like when you fast. When you fast, I ain't talking about fast because you're trying to lose weight. Because you're trying to get close to God, trying to get some answers, trying to get some whatever the case might be. And God spoke to your heart by fasting. That first day, all you think about is food. Man, I'm hungry. I'm starving. Everybody having everything. Everybody wants to go out to get pizza. And everybody wants to have an event for food, like everywhere. Like, man, I'm hungry. And if you're not careful, you get through half the day. And I say, well, I fast next week. But keep fasting. But now what do you do when you fast? Pray. And pray. Fasting and praying. And those of you who have truly fasted, I know you know what I'm about to say. When you fast and pray, that first day might be a little tough. But that second day, you'll be sitting there reading your Bible. And all of a sudden, it's like somebody has taken a light and shined it on them scriptures. And you're reading them, and it's like you're seeing things that you never really saw before. It's like it's clear, like you're grabbing hold of something. And all of a sudden, you feel a closeness to God, a closeness to the Word of God. And it's like your spirit begins to change. That third day, I mean, it's like, man, you're just like, I mean, it's awesome. You're loving this. You're loving this. You're fasting. You're praying. You're feeling closer to God that you hadn't felt in a long time. All of a sudden, that situation that you were thinking about that was so overwhelming, it's like God just showing you this thing is going to work out. You just continue to do what I'm calling you to do and all these type of things. And when it comes time to come off your fast, you don't even want to. You don't want to come off of it because of what you are experiencing. And you don't want to come off the fast. But you got to. Because if you don't come off the fast, what's going to happen? Hello. You're going to die. You've got to come off the fast. You cannot live on the fast. You can't find no one in the scriptures that fasted forever. Jesus fasted how many days?
40.
40. Huh? Somebody said 40 days. But now that's another sermon. But you fast and pray. And you'll find yourself getting closer to God. And those of you who have never done it, maybe you need to pray about that. Say, Lord, would you have me to fast? Because I'm going to tell you, it's nothing like it. Nothing like it. And that's why we have to ask ourselves the question, how close do I want to get to God? I mean, really? Because if you really want to get close to someone, you're going to spend the time with that person, and you're going to do what you find out to do that's necessary in order for you to get close to that person. I mean, if that person likes to go to certain places that you don't even like to go, you go anyway because you're trying to get close to that person. That might be things that God may ask you to do or have you to do. You see the word of God he wants you to do. You might not really want to do that, but how close do you want to get to him? That's what it depends. How close do you want to get to him? My pastor told me something when I was called to preach. He said, he sat there across the desk and he says, you know, you can go as far as you want to go with the Lord. He would say a little stuff like that. I had no idea what he was talking about until later. You can go as far as you want to go. Some people only go so far, but then some people go a little bit farther. How far do you want to go? How determined are you? The Bible teaches us, my dear friends, that when you and I stay in that word, take heed to that word, the light will shine in that dark place, the dawn will break through, and the day star will rise in your hearts. That's in you'll want to do a backward flip. Let me give you one more. We're done. Not only, my dear friends, look at Ecclesiastes. I can't miss this verse. When we come, so first confess our sins daily. Listen to God speak to us daily from the word of God. And when we come together in the house of God, we should come ready to do something. So I say, shout! We need to come ready to hear. Look what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and look at verse number 1. Look what the Bible says here, Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1. The Bible says this in Ecclesiastes 5 verse 1. That's over there by the Psalms and the Proverbs. Verse 1, chapter 5 of Ecclesiastes. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God and be more ready to talk. Shout, sing, more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil, but you come more ready to hear. That word, those two words, more ready, also means near. Come near God to hear. If Sarah was talking to me and she said, Brother Clement, come here. I want to tell you something. And I get near her. Why am I getting near her? So I can what? So I can hear her. Now, if I get near her to hear her, I got to get close. You want to get close to God? Get close enough so you can hear. Get near enough to hear what he has to say to us. Get close to him. That word hear, it's a twofold word. It means to listen, but it also means to obey. Some folks will listen, but they don't obey. If you're on the team and they tell you, I want you to, come for a minute, Brett. They say, listen, this is what I want you to do. Okay? Your opponent's going to be standing right here. Okay? You're going to be standing right there. What I want you to do is I want you to post them up. Okay, I want you to post him up. And what I want you to do right here is this. I want you, I know his weakness. He's kind of weak on this right side. So when you post him up like this, I want you to spin this way. And when you spin around him, I'm going to throw it over his head, and you get the ball. But listen. Now here come the play. Give me the ball! Give me the ball! What did I tell you to do? I told you to spin this way. We listen, but we don't obey. But what God says to us, like, is to listen and obey. Sometimes Isaiah, I love him to death. Isaiah, it's time to get up, get ready. Okay. I go by there, I see him. He heard, but he ain't obeying. I said, Isaiah, what you waiting on, son? I'm good. It's time to move, buddy. Rest everything's going out in the garbage. TV, games, everything. You ever throw everything away? I bet Steve has a couple times. Thought about it. I know Steve. I take everything got to go. But you know what? That's how we do sometimes. We listen to God. Some of y'all been doing that, huh? We've been listening, but we don't obey. Let me give you this last one. We're done. Not only confess our sins daily, listen to God, speak to us through the word daily, but lastly, but not least, speak to God through prayer. So not only does God want you to listen to him, confess to him, but God wants us to speak to him. I mean, if you get close to somebody, they want to hear what you got to say too. And that's what we're talking about, prayer. Listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 145 and verse 18. Psalm 145 and verse number 18. The Bible says this. Psalm 145, verse number 18. The Lord is nigh or near unto all them that what? Call upon him. Cry out to him. Somebody said, what about? Hold on. To all that call upon him in what? Hello, truth. What's the truth? I don't know. Depending on what we're talking about. If you need to confess some sin, then that's the truth. Get that out of the way. But come honestly. Come truthfully. When you and I come to God in prayer, don't just go to God and say, well, God, you know, you're the great omnipotent one. You're the omniscient one. Are you the all-powerful God of the heavens and all that kind of stuff? And really, you need to talk to God about help. When Peter was drowning, he didn't say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. He said, Lord, help me. Three words is what he said. He was being truthful. We need to come to God. Let me pray and be truthful. It's just like when your kid comes to you, you want your kid to be truthful when they talk to you. Just tell me the truth. Just be honest. No, don't be going around the bush because more than likely I already know what's going on. By the way, God does know what's going on, but he wants us to be truthful. Adam! 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 Yeah? Where you at? Over here hiding. Why you hiding? Now, you do know that God knew why Adam was hiding. He wants Adam to tell the truth. For you young people, when your mom, your dad says, did you do it? Don't be trying to read their face. Do they know or they don't know? More than likely, they know. Now, they're trying to trick me. They don't really know. Well, I'm trying to read it. What do you think? Tell the truth. When we talk to God in prayer, he wants us to tell the truth. Let me get you be done. The Lord is nigh to all them that call upon him. He's near. We're talking about getting near to God, close to God. God is near unto all those that call upon him, that all that call upon him in truth. He will, look at that baby. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry. Watch this. And will save them. The word hear means to listen. Not only will he say, I'll listen to your cry, but then God says, I'll save them. I'll deliver them. From whatever mess you're facing, God says, you call on me, you be truthful, I'll hear you, and then I'll deliver you. But what I want you to do is to talk to me. What's prayer? Is it asking? Yeah. If you're asking, you're talking, ain't you? God wants us to talk to him. When's the last time we talked to him? And was truthful, was honest. Tell him where you're at, man. If you're jacked up, Lord, I'm jacked up. I need help. God, I keep blowing it, Lord. And you know I keep blowing it. God, help me. Lord, I just need some strength. I need some power. Lord, please help my head, help my heart, help my life. Lord, please. God, what do you want me to do? Those ain't nothing I want to do. Maybe God says, call them up. Yeah, maybe you need to apologize to somebody. Tell somebody you're sorry and ask for forgiveness. Well, I don't know about that, Lord, because if I got to admit to them I was wrong, they can say, yeah, I know you were wrong. Well, I don't know about that, Lord. I can't handle that part. Lord, can we just take care of me and you and then everything be good? Now if the Lord says go. Because if you don't, that's called disobedience. And you know what that means. Y'all just stole my paddle. That means you might get a spanking now too, amen. What are you saying, preacher? I don't know about you, but I want to get closer to God. Let me give you this. There's a lot more stuff, but let me give you this. First question is this. Have we confessed to God today? Have we confessed to God today? Secondly, have we been listening to God through his word? Because he speaks through his word. Have we been listening to God through his word? Well, I can't even find my Bible. Okay. Kind of hard to listen to him if you ain't got your Bible to read it. All right, let me move on. Three. Have we talked to God today? We're talking about daily. Have we talked to God today? Have we prayed today? The last one is simply this. How determined are you to be closer to God? How determined are you to be closer to God? Man, I'm determined. I really am, really, guys. I want to be closer to God than I've ever been before in my life. Well, I need it. I need it. Well, we want to get close to God. Let me start off by talking to him. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. And Lord, I've tried my best, which was a feeble attempt, but I've tried my best to convey what you've been conveying to me, Lord, these last few days, Father, through the word and study of this topic, which is a challenge for each of us to stay close to you. But I do pray and ask God that whomever you've been speaking to tonight, my brothers and my sisters, Lord, if you've talked to them, you've been tapping, you've been nudging, you've been speaking. I pray, God, we'd now respond by coming to talk with you. Whether we come to kneel around the altars or stand around the altars or sit by the altars, whatever we need to do to get to talk to you for a few moments tonight, I pray, God, we do that and begin the process of drawing closer, God, to you. Perhaps, God, there's some other reason that we need to come and talk to you for a few moments tonight, but I pray, God, we'd make our way and talk to you about that matter. And for that, God, we'll praise you. Perhaps, God, there's someone that needs to simply confess some things that they need to confess to you, not to me, but to you. I pray, God, they come tonight. But, God, whatever the needs are, help each of us to respond accordingly. And for that, God, we'll thank you. We love you, Master. Have your way now, please. For it's in your son's name we pray. Jesus, amen. Amen. Let's all stand.